And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's with the Valpo Creative Council, president of it, but she's also going to talk about events and art events going on in Valparaiso. Please welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Stephanie Warrington. Welcome.
Aloha. Hey. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, first of all, we'd like you to just tell a little bit, and as way of disclosure, I am on the board for Valpo Creative Council, but tell us about its function just kind of quickly in general, and then some of the exciting events that you are both there involved in and Valpo's involved in.
Sure. Valparaiso Creative Council is a great organization. We're a nonprofit, and we promote arts in the Valparaiso area. So to kind of tie into one of our projects that we're working with the city on is it's called the Birds of Paradise Project. And we were asked to come in as kind of like a consultant for the project and give our input on different types of birds that could be utilized and materials that could be used for creating the sculptures for the project. And as the board kind of got a little more immersed into that project, we decided, hey, let's sponsor as well one of the birds that are going to be on this bird hunt. So it's a scavenger hunt throughout the city to find all of these birds that are going to be located in a variety of areas. And there'll be little clues to get you from one bird to the next. And at the end of the hunt, there'll be a little prize. So it's very family friendly, or not. So if you want to go as just a couple or by yourself or with your children, whatever, it's just something to kind of draw people outside and into the city a little bit more. Stephanie, also to promote the arts too.
Stephanie, would this be considered a permanent installation or does it have a time frame of being up and being deinstalled?
As of right now, it's considered a permanent installation for the city.
So, and how did you choose your artist? How did you decide to go with one? What was the discussion to go with one artist rather than multiple artists for each bird?
What kind of spawned that was more along the lines of the actual material that it was going to be made out of, because the city said they wanted to have something that was not going to deteriorate as it is out in the elements. Because if you think of an art installation that's outside, you want to make sure that it's protected and not going to, rust or whatever. So they landed on metal, and the city said, hey, we have a great artist who works really exclusively with metals, and we think it'd be great to have that person come in and create mock-ups of these birds. And everyone just fell in love with the mock-ups that he made. We're like, yes, let's go with this guy.
Wonderful. No, I was just going to say, and his name is Chad Copeland.
Yes.
And his work is fabulous. And the illustrator kind of was a great, I'm sure, inspiration was Melissa Washburn, who
yes.
did that wonderful book. And
she is a former board member on the VCC as well. And the council kind of guided the city to choose her as well as the artist to be featured for that illustrator position for the book. Because as you're going on the bird hunt, there's a coloring book that goes along with it that you can color in pages with your kids or just on your free time. And then by the end of it, you have a fun little coloring book and project that you worked on with your kids.
I see we're joined by Jessica Corral. She's also the marketing director for the organization. So Jessica, tell us a little bit about Valpo Creative Council. We have just about 3 minutes left, and tell us about that.
Oh, well, I mean, we've been just partnering up so well with the city, with the Birds of Paradise. I think that's just such a fun and exciting project that's coming down the pipeline. And I'm sure Stephanie has done a great job explaining that. And just future partnerships and other things that we're looking to accomplish as a team. Just a great, amazing group of people that are passionate about the arts and seeing it come to a whole new level of expansion for Valpo. So definitely excited to be a part of it and do whatever I can on my part. But if you have a specific question, I can definitely address it. I didn't mean
so,
to.
Well, we didn't talk about the kickoff date on May 3rd. So can you talk about maybe what that will entail?
Yeah, it's actually May 13th. And it'll be at 4 p.m. at the Rotary Garden, which is the new library garden across from the Valparaiso Public Library. And we'll have a bunch of activities there that we're helping the city with. There's going to possibly be some vendors, like food vendors there. We're planning to talk, have the artists there to talk a little bit about what they've, what their inspiration was for the project. And the mayor will be there too to kind of give it his ribbon cutting blessing, for the first actual hunt that is going to occur with the birding people who will be in town for the birding festival in Chesterton. So that'll be kind of neat to tie all of that in together.
Now, there's a call for artists also for the Valpo Art Festival, and we have just about a minute left. Tell us a little quickly about that and how to get in touch with the Valpo Creative Council.
Sure. So the actual Art Fest this year, we are not we're not the main sponsor for it, but we are working with the Valparaiso Events to do something fun there, just as the council, have maybe a fun craft or like a art, something artistic that we can do at our booth. We haven't quite nailed that down yet, but they are looking for artists. And you could get in touch with the Valpo Events crew, and they'll be able to guide you to signups and all of that on their webpage for that Art Fest that's happening in June.
Well, thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight. Steffi Schwerington, the president of the Valpo Creative Council, and Jessica Corral, who's the marketing director. Thank you so much for sharing about VCC and what they do. And you can find them at valpocreates.org. Thanks for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you.